Well, perhaps no issue has defined this election year as much as immigration. And for many Americans, their views on the issue come from somewhere deeply personal, their sense of themselves, their family history. From Here and Now contributor New Hampshire Public Radio, Natasha Haverty brings us two immigration stories separated by 100 years and two continents.
This is Pam.
Oh, okay. I'm Pam Colantuno.
And this is Minata.
Hi, I'm Minata Ture.
Pam and Minata have never met, but they have a few things in common. They both live in Manchester, New Hampshire. They're both moms. And the biggest thing they share, the thing that shapes both their lives and how they see the world, is the classic American immigration story.
Definitely.
So come on in. Can I get you some water?
Inside Pam's big house on Manchester's North End, the faces of her grandparents and her great-grandparents stare out from framed photographs.
This was the family that immigrated from Greece. This was my grandmother right here.
They immigrated 100 years ago.
Why do you think your family decided to come back in 1910?
You know, I don't know the exact reason, but I would assume that it was just one of those things that they said, okay, we're going to make a better life for our children.
On the west side of Manchester, on the second floor of a condominium complex, Minata's immigration story starts pretty much the same way.
I was just looking for a better life.
She grew up in Burkina Faso, West Africa. She was the first one in her family to go to school, the first one to leave home.
All my family, they don't have much education. So for me, having a chance to go to school and knowing that I can have some other possibility, I just decided to try.
And it was a big risk. She came over alone. She barely spoke English.
So it was like if you get lost. That is the feeling that I had the first time that I got here.
That feeling of getting lost, it's something Pam doesn't think her family went through when they arrived 100 years ago. They joined a whole community of Greek immigrants already settled in Manchester. We drive over to her old neighborhood.
This is where my parents grew up. This is the foundation of where my family came.
Almost as soon as we get there, Pam says she doesn't recognize it.
Some of these houses are in shambles. And here's somebody just hanging around during the course of the day, hanging around.
It's still an immigrant neighborhood. The people are just from different countries. At the Beach Street Elementary School, a few blocks from Pam's grandparents' old house, kids speak more than 30 different languages. But for Pam, the difference between now and then goes deeper.
There's no pride. There was an honor about living here. The streets were clean. There was a watching out. There was a village, what they call Pedeia. There was a village watching out for one another.
Pedeia, that Greek word Pam's talking about, it's the idea of how a culture cares for its own, a kind of support system that Minata hasn't really found since she came here. She misses the community she had back home.
You don't need to call before you knock on his door. You can just take your kid and give him to your neighbor because you have to go here and you have to do this, you have to do that. But here it is not like that. So it is not the same thing. It is not the same.
Nothing here in the U.S. has quite replaced the community Minata had back in Burkina Faso. And the version of community that Pam remembers doesn't seem to exist here either. The longer we spend in her family's old neighborhood, the more upset she gets, until her thoughts turn to how the whole system is failing and that the U.S. shouldn't let any more immigrants in for a while.
Everybody wants to come to America, but we're also enabling, they have a responsibility to our country. And it's just not making a buck and then sending it home, which I know many do.
Making a buck and sending it home, that's also part of the classic immigration story, including for Minata. Within a year of getting to the U.S., she started working full-time as a licensed home nurse aide.
I'm able to have a nice apartment, I will say.
I will say so, too.
Yeah. My own car. and I'm able to help the other member of my family.
And 4 months ago, she had a baby and named him Abdallah.
I'm offering him what I didn't have. And it's feel good being a mom and knowing that you're giving the best that you can.
Back at Pam's house, surrounded by old framed photographs, she looks to the past to find her identity today.
I'll look at my grandparents' picture all the time, and I'll just think of the fond memories. That's why I have them out. The memories are so strong. The traditions are so strong. You're connected. You're so connected.
That sense of connection. For Minata, it's not so much about where she came from as where she is right now and where she's going.
I don't know a lot about America, but I know we're all immigrants. Even those that are saying that we're bad, they're immigrants too.
But she says now, nothing politicians say can hurt her.
You know what I'm really happy about? My son can be a candidate one day too. Because he's an American like Trump. He's an American like Hillary Clinton. He's an American like Barack Obama. He's an American like you, like everybody. I can be outside, but not him. Because he was born here, and he's American too.
For Here and Now, I'm Natasha Haverty.